Inspector General's report said that MMS inspectors and other officials were accepting sports tickets. They were accepting meals from oil industry executives. And it just, you know, at one point, there was one inspector who inspected four offshore oil platforms owned by one company at the same time he was negotiating for a job with that company. Needless to say, he found no abnormalities on the rigs, and needless to say, he was hired. So that just is an example of not only the revolving door, but just the relationship between that agency and the oil industry that really should not exist.
You read that thing, and it almost seems like it's a frat house or something going on.
Well, there's a lot of that too, and you know that doesn't even speak to the cozy relationship with the oil industry. There was just some flat out bad behavior going on, according to this report that we saw yesterday. There were MMS employees that were using government computers to look at pornography. There was apparently one inspector who basically admitted under some questioning that he used drugs, including a crystal methamphetamine. And he said he didn't do it. He didn't use the drug while he was at work, but he did admit that he did it. Like basically a couple of times, in the evenings before he would go to work, and that he may have been even under the influence of it as kind of a residual while he was at work the following day. So this just does not speak well for this agency. And this comes two years after another scandal out of their Colorado offices, where they basically admitted that they were having relationships with people in the oil industry and other things. So it really just does not speak well. This latest report, by the way, deals with the MMS's offices in Louisiana and some of the oil executives that they dealt with in that region.
The other thing we're seeing is a lot of strain between the Gulf Coast states and the federal government. That relationship getting really a little testy right now.
It certainly is. It's kind of spearheaded by Louisiana's Governor Bobby Jindal, who is growing more and more frustrated, not by the day, but by the hour. He is desperately trying to put up these sand barriers, essentially these small islands of sand that can extend out from their barrier islands and also kind of plug gaps along the coastline so that they can just prevent some of the oil from reaching the marshlands where they're killing wildlife. He wants to put up these sand barriers. They've put up some small ones, and they've gotten permits for those small ones, but he says to put up much larger sand barriers, and he needs a permit from the Army Corps of Engineers to do that. He has not gotten those permits yet. He's very, very frustrated. He really spoke out about that this week and lambasted the Corps of Engineers. We spoke to the Corps of Engineers, and they said, look, we have to look at the environmental impact of this. We're looking at it. We're going to, try to address this as soon as we can. We're moving on this. But, Chris, the fact of the matter is this is a government bureaucracy. They've got to look at everything just with a microscope and take a long time to do it, and there just isn't the time, unfortunately, that they really need to examine this stuff and then get it addressed very quickly.
And I know you're up on Capitol Hill. A lot of angry people on Capitol Hill as well right now.
Yeah, there's another hearing yet today where Ken Salazar, the Interior Secretary, is testifying before the House Energy and Natural Resources Committee, and I was just there. He's being asked a lot of tough questions about basically, why do we never learn from these mistakes? There were a couple of congressmen who raised past instances like the Exxon Valdez and things like that, and asking Mr. Salazar, what is he going to do to reform MMS? He is, of course, leading the charge to break up MMS into at least three agencies that would be dealing with, that would compartmentalize, how they deal with the oil industry so there aren't those conflicts. But he's also answering some tough questions about, just how tough it is to learn from past mistakes and try to address a spill that is as devastating and complicated to deal with as this one.